if you had a pipe, say a pipe running water from Florida down to the Keys here, the main water pipe, if they got too much pressure in that thing at one point and it exploded, what'd you say happened to the pipe?
Exploded, I don't know, I say.
You say the pipe, would you ever say the pipe, night the pipe?
That's the only thing I can say is this pipe exploded.
Okay. Would you ever say anything like burst or bursted it? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll slow down a little bit here. Is this bothering you? This.
No.
Okay. I don't want to. If it starts making you nervous or anything, let me know.
No.
I just have to ask you these questions. And what was the, what do you call those containers, the big containers they used to ship flour in? You know, they were round, made out of wood sometimes.
Flowers.
No, flour, you know, or meal, or, you know, things that, what they might haul, what they used to have pickles in the store years ago. They used to have a pickle.
Did a pickle.
What was the big wooden, about 50 gallons, big wooden container? Round?
I never remember having anything like that round.
In the store? How about they used to talk about, how would flour be shipped on a boat? You know, ground up flour. You know, when it came into the Keys here, how would they unload it? What would it be in?
According to what it had.
What it had?
According to what it had. If it had fruit or lumber or whatever it was, they'd remove it.
How would they ship, how would they ship things like, corn? Cornmeal. How would they ship that?
Well, they ship it in sacks.
In sacks? Would they be like 100 pounds?
There you go. A couple of 100 pounds of each sack. And they'd put a rope around it. Or have some signal to the fellow to turn the steam on and pull the lever over and hoist it up out of the hole. And fellow carry it over and drop it and then go back again.
Okay. How they used to ship beer in the big things, what do they call those?
They used to ship it in barrels.
Okay. And how they used to ship nails? What nails used to come in?
Nails.
Yeah, a little nail.
In the keg.
Okay. And those metal things that held the keg together, what'd you call those? Those bands that went around the outside edge that held the keg together, what'd you call
them? Oh, yeah, the bands around the kegs.
Yeah,
hold them.
Did you ever call it anything else?
No, it's just, no.
Remember a few years ago they used to have these circles that the kids would put around and they'd
hook.
Yeah. Did you ever call the bands around?
Yeah.
How about molasses or lard? Now you mentioned the lard can. You said that they used to wash clothes or boil clothes in a big lard can.
Yeah.
Did they ever call that lard can anything?
I mean, no.
A large amount of lard would come in what?
Yeah. That's a large can that sometimes sell. It'd probably be three of those big cans, small cans, in one large can.
Did they ever call those a stand?
Stand.
Did you ever hear that called a stand of lard? Or?
No.
Okay. If you wanted to pour, say you had a soda bottle or some, you know, some kind of Coca-Cola or something, and you wanted to put some water in a bottle, it was an empty bottle and you wanted to put some water in there, what would you put into the mouth of it just so you could pour in? What would be that thing that you put in there?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, if you want to pour liquid into a small opening, you have to use a...
If it was containable, that is, if the water would go in there, why you pour it in.